The Indiana Ag Policy Summit was yesterday, an annual event put on by the Indiana Corn and Soybean Policy Groups. The gathering pulls together farmers, the ag business industry, including large national companies, and state and federal lawmakers. Brian Warpup, Indiana Soybean Alliance Membership and Policy Chair, said the format works well for everyone involved.
Washington, D.C., love them or hate them, they control a lot of what we do and how we do business going forward. They can pass a bill that affects every farmer in the United States positively or negatively. And so it's nice to have a forum like this where everything is out. We can talk about it and we have all the experts, and if there's any questions, they can generally all be answered.
Governor Mike Braun participated in a fireside chat about ag issues with the Corn and Soy Group's CEO, Courtney Kingery. Warpup says the governor is definitely pro-agriculture.
He's always about rural Indiana and keeping the rural community strong. He touched on that a couple of times, and I think moving forward, anything that Indianapolis can do, I hate to put Indianapolis in the center, but they are in the center, but to make us on the outside stronger, because we are still viable communities, you know, working in our community, representing our community. Anything that we can be stronger and healthier out in rural Indiana is always a positive.
Chris Cherry, Indiana Corn Growers Association president, gets confidence knowing the governor will advocate for farmers on issues like tools farmers need being taken from them.
Glyphosate, atrazine, other pesticides that we rely on, take those away from us, our cost of production is going to go up, our productivity is going to go down. So, Governor Braun had conversations with President Trump and Secretary Rollins and RFK Jr. about keeping those products and how important they are to the farm. So, you know, I'm hopefully optimistic that, you know, they say they're not going to take those products away from us, and I hope that's the case.
See that fireside chat with the governor by visiting HoosierAgToday.com or our HAT YouTube channel.